At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
A company called Field AI has announced that they have raised over $400 million to build what they're calling universal robot brains. This is a fascinating story and basically where I believe the future of AI is moving as we start adding this into robotics. They have a couple interesting strategies that basically they explain how they are able to mix AI with robots and have the robots not hallucinate. We're going to be diving into all of that on the show today. Before we do, I wanted to mention if you've ever wanted to grow or scale your personal business using AI tools, I'd love for you to try the AI Hustle School community. Every single week, I post in a school community, which is basically $19 a month, and I share all of these strategies, tools, and techniques that I am employing or deploying to basically use AI to grow and scale my business. So if you're interested, I'd love to have you try it out. We have over 300 members and I record a video every single week breaking down my different strategies, tools, basically everything I can't publish or share publicly is inside of the school community. So you can go check it out. There's a link in the description to the AI Hustle School community. All right, let's get into what's going on with Field AI. So one thing I will mention, they haven't said how many rounds of funding or basically what the terms are. And I believe this isn't one round of funding. This is kind of collectively how much they've raised, $400 million. But it's kind of crazy for, you know, a company that hasn't made a big splash or isn't super well known to just be like, oh, by the way, we've been raising money since, I believe, 2023. So for the last couple of years, $400 million. And especially as a company that hasn't made big headlines. And I think part of this is because they're sort of staying under the radar, but they are actually going out and getting customers and making contracts. So something that's interesting that they're doing, by the way, this company is based in Irvine, California. They are building something called foundational embodied AI models, essentially a robot brain that is created to help everything from humanoids to quadrupeds to self-driving cars, basically adapt to new environments. So something that's really interesting here is this isn't just something built for like one particular robot. You know, we have Figure who's building a robot. We have Tesla's Optimus who's building a robot. And basically they're building kind of a robot and they're putting AI into that. What is going on with Field AI is they're basically creating an AI engine that you can stick into any robot and it is able to power, which is really fascinating if you think about it. They announced this funding recently, and they said that their most recent round was $314 million. So you could kind of deduct that the other $95 million came in previous rounds, which is still a ton of money. But this is a big round, $300 million. This was co-led by the Bezos Expedition. So also had Prism and Tecumseh. They had Coastal Ventures, Intel Capital, Con Partners, and a bunch of others. So they've had some like big names, but also I feel like some sort of strategic partnerships, which is interesting. Unlike most AI companies that are basically just trying to process text or images, what they're trying to do is control the physical world through a robot. And in order to do this, they have to build something called the Field Foundation models, which basically are general purpose models for robots. And it basically allows them to understand the environment. So what they actually have to do is beyond just going and saying like, hey, here's like, you know, I know ChatGPT is a terrible example, but here's like an LLM to power you or some sort of like AI model to power you. They actually have to give it a physics model to run alongside it. So it's running kind of a regular model and a physics model at the same time to understand basically what is going on. This is a fascinating company. I'll definitely keep you up to date on everything going on with this company in the future. Really, really interesting. And I think robotics is definitely the future. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode.